On This Day with Gunners and Ali. Let's check out what happened on this day for Tuesday, the 12th of November. Today, Neil Young, the Canadian singer-songwriter, is 74 years old. There's McEwen, the lead singer for the Bay City Rollers. He's 64 years old today. Nadia Comăneci, the Romanian gymnast who scored a perfect 10 with one of her routines. She's 58.
And everyone thought she was a perfect 10 anyway in my class at school.
Yes, she was very attractive as well as very talented.
Well, she was only young, but so were we.
Tonya Harding, the US figure skater who was involved in that scandal. Do you remember that? And then Margot Robbie did the movie I, Tonya in 2017.
Right, yeah, she was vilified for a while there.
She was. Well, she's 49 today. Radha Mitchell, the Australian actress, is 46. Ryan Gosling, the Canadian actor and musician, is 39, and Anne Hathaway, the US actress, is 37.
Never, who was the Mankini? Was it Borat?
Borat. Mankini.
Yeah. When that came out, the scandal a similar scandal erupted years ago in 1859 with the first leotard.
The first leotard?
Yeah.
What happened there?
Well, the Flying Trapeze Act.
Right.
You go to the circus expecting to see somebody in shorts and a t-shirt, sensible weather, and what the heck?
It's Jules Leotard, wasn't it? He introduced his Flying Trapeze Act wearing that tight-fitting garment, and that's why it's called the leotard, after him.
The Loch Ness Monster photo was taken in Scotland, 1933, the world's most famous piece of driftwood.
In 1983, Cabbage Patch dolls went on sale. I never got one of those.
They were ugly.
I always thought they were a bit creepy.
New Zealand won a cricket test in Australia for the first time in 1985. Took a while, didn't it?
It did, didn't it? Apologies to everyone who loves Cabbage Patch dolls, by the way. If you don't think they're creepy, that's fine. In 1991, first McHappy Day was held in Australia.
History was made. Paul McCartney became the first singer to broadcast live to space. He was at a concert, actually. Here we go.
Hey, Bill and Valerie, we want to say hi to you. We want to say good morning from Anaheim, California.
This was mid-concert. He stopped, sang them a song. Everybody cheered. They did a few somersaults. It was wonderful.
That's amazing. And also, on this day in 1993, some Australian radio and TV stations got their wires completely crossed and incorrectly reported that the Queen Mother had died. And that was in 1993. And when did she die? That was probably
2004.
Yeah, so, yeah, they were way off.
Bit embarrassing. Stan Lee died about a year ago now.
Yes, he was very popular, of course, the creator of most of the Marvel content. And he used to make cameo appearances in all of his Marvel movies. Very interesting. That's on this day, Tuesday, the 12th of November.